Hi, I'm Natalie. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Natalie.
Thanks for having me. This is my first time speaking at a place like this, so it's a great experience, and I'm happy to be here. I'll give you a little background. My sobriety date is March 24th, 2015. I grew up in a really average home. I had two parents. They were together. You know, nothing really hectic happened. I was in my own little bubble for all of my childhood. I didn't see bad in the world at all. I was just floating along and stuff, and shit, I'm nervous, but yeah, I just like floated along. We'd have like those say no to drug days at school, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm never doing drugs, and like I never thought I would drink, you know, like my mom had an alcoholic mother, and you know, she drilled in my mind from an early age that alcohol was bad. So I didn't ever think that I would get into it. And then I started high school, and I had a little rebellious phase. And my sister drank a lot, and she asked me if I wanted to drink. And I said, yeah, sure, and I did. And the second it hit me, I was obsessed. I was like, I want to be kind of drunk for the rest of my life. And like, I loved it, but the only problem was I couldn't get kind of drunk. I'd have to get really drunk. Like, I couldn't stop at kind of drunk. So it was fun for the first few months. Like, right after my first drink, I just wanted more. And so the next day or 2 days later, I got drunk again with, like, my best friend, and she was a normie, I don't know, but, so we both got super sick and were puking everywhere, and just, like, passed out, and we woke up, and she's like, God, I'm never doing that again, that was awful, and I'm like, let's do it again tonight, and I just loved it, I didn't care about the consequences, so I drank every chance I got, like, pretty, like, I got right into it, I just never could have enough. Instantly, like the first time I drank, I just wanted more, and so it was fun for a while, not really, like a few months actually, but there was no consequences for that first few months, and so then the consequences started coming. I'd get in trouble or like something bad, I'd get hurt or whatever, and I'd tell myself I wasn't gonna drink that night. I was like, okay, I'm done drinking for a while, and that night I'd be drunk again, and that started scaring me. So my sister was going to meetings at the time, so I just tagged along with her to one, and we walk in and there's like three old men and like me and my sister, and I'm like, why am I here? I'm not going to hear anything, like, right now. Like, I don't know why I came. It's, like, an 11 o'clock at night meeting. It's, like, super awkward. It's, like, dark, like, a really dim lighting. And I was like, this is creepy. I don't know why I'm here. And when the men started sharing their, you know, different stories from mine, obviously. But the way that they said that they felt when they were in their use, I related to that a lot. I felt guilty, and I felt scared, and I knew that I couldn't stop. So I started just like going to AA meetings because I'm like, well, it cured these people, it'll cure me. And I'd go into meetings, kind of sit there thinking that if I just sat there, I'd be like cured. And I wouldn't like listen, I'd just go. And then I'd walk out and be like, well, I still want to drink, so I'm going to go drink. It doesn't work for me. And so I did that for a while. I wasn't willing to do whatever it took to get sober. I wasn't ready to surrender yet. And so I was in and out of different treatment facilities and different programs and stuff, and I just wasn't ready to put it down yet. I wasn't really ready to get a sponsor or do the steps. I didn't think it would work for me. I was like, that's great that it works for you guys, but it's not going to work for me. So I did that for a while, and finally, one night, I don't know, I just got to a really dark place where I chose alcohol over my own family. I did not want to talk to anybody that cared about me because they wanted me to stop drinking, and that wasn't going to happen. So I was just, I like fantasized about finding like a room, just like where I didn't have to pay rent, just like a random like, I don't know, like a car, I don't know, like a cement box maybe in the middle of nowhere, and just like drink alone. That's like what I fantasized about. That's all I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And I knew that I was gonna die if I kept going on the way I was going on, but that's, I didn't care. Like, I wanted to die, I was suicidal, but I knew that if I was dead, I couldn't drink anymore. And, yeah, and, so finally one night, I don't know, I was drinking with some people and got into a little, like, brawl and got, like, hit in the head with a beer bottle a few times, and some dude, like, insisted that I went to the hospital. I was like, this is, like, a normal night, I don't really need to go to a hospital, but he pretty much insisted, so I'm like, all right. And I was sitting in the ER waiting room, and there was this baby, and it was like, this baby was like lighting up, like it just had so much life to it. And I was like, I probably looked so creepy, I was like death glaring this baby, because like I was jealous of it. It was so full of life, and I started comparing to my life to it, and I just felt so rotten inside, so awful, so empty. And that moment, I prayed to God for the first time. I didn't know if God existed or not, or I didn't know anything about God. But I prayed, and I said, you know what? I'm done. You take me. I surrender. I don't want to live like this anymore. You do whatever you want with me, because I'm done. And then I went to rehab. And and during that course of like 50 days, I prayed every day, and I still didn't know who I was praying to. I didn't know if it was working. I didn't know anything. I just was desperate, you know, and I was willing to do whatever it took. I didn't want to live the way I was living anymore, and I wanted to have my life back. And so I prayed and prayed and cried a lot, and then I got out of rehab, and I was terrified. I didn't know where to start. I was really scared. And I walk in to a room, and this woman that I was obsessed with, I really liked her. She sponsored me for like a day, and then I like disappeared. And she was like the only one in the room, and I asked her to be my sponsor again, and I just dove into the steps, like, hardcore. I didn't question them. I just did them, and every time I'd start, like, bullshitting my steps, and then I'd just, like, crinkle up that paper and throw it out. I'm like, that's not what I want. It's not a school project, you know? I'm doing this for myself. And, you know, I thoroughly went through the steps, and at the end of my, I don't know when during my steps actually, but I noticed that I felt whole again, and I felt sane. And, you know, today I'm just so full of life and love. Like, I know like 5 people in this room, but I love every one of you guys, and that's amazing. And I just care about people today and want to help people. And there was a time in my sobriety, around like 7 months of sobriety, where I stopped going to meetings. I thought I was cured. And I was as miserable as I was drinking. So I know that this program works, because when I don't have it, I am a fucking mess. And yeah, I can't put into words how much this program has given me. I am so thankful I'm an alcoholic. I never thought I'd say that, but I don't know where I would be if I didn't have this problem, because today I have so much life, and I like understand myself, and I have a higher power, which is amazing, and I never thought I would, but I have that connection with a higher power today, and I'm just happy. I'm just really, really happy. So, all right, I think I'm out of time, so thank you for having me.